Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means one and one thing only, that it's the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour. During the second hour, we'll be talking to a scientist from Sweden. Dr. Niklas Silander, about the effects of fasted training on mitochondrial biogenesis and oxidative stress of muscle. It may actually benefit you to train fasted. And we're going to explore that notion a bit more. A couple announcements that I have to make first. We have through the 15th of November to vote for Superhuman Radio in the fitness health and fitness category of the 8th Annual Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. I am asking you to vote every day. You can vote once a day. Don't vote for the show because of me. That's not what I'm asking. Vote for the show so that, first of all, you can promote the lifestyle that you've chosen to other people, because if we can get high up and get some recognition, we will increase the audience size. And when we increase the audience size, that means that our ability to affect laws and opinion change. And we can get more cooperation, perhaps, in the things that we want and we need that we know are healthy. So please, podcastawards.com, vote for Superhuman Radio in the health and fitness section. Vote every day. You do have to get it. You will get an email every time you vote. You have to click the link. They're keeping it legit, so it can't be a loaded ballot box. Also, AgeForce has the Power Patch Extreme. Get twice as many patches for the same price. Go to ageforce.com. Go to superhumanradio.com. I keep saying that. Click the AgeForce banner ad. That's the only way you can get it. And then lastly, and I just let Rob Regish in on. How you doing, Rob?
Doing fantastic, man. How about you?
Good, good. I have something sad to announce. For those of you who remember my days at RX Muscle, you know that Derek Anthony was a guest on another radio show that I used to do off topic. I learned today that Derek Anthony had a massive heart attack and is in the hospital. I'm really sad to hear that. I don't know what hospital he's in. Aaron Singerman was the one who confirmed the rumor, and apparently it doesn't look good for Derek. He's been in ICU for 5 days, on a ventilator for 5 days, and they say that multiple organs systems are shutting down. Very, very sad to hear. Young guy, talented guy, nice guy. And just a wake-up call to all of us. That's how I look at this. Like, you know what? You're here today. Be thankful that you're here today. Pay homage to the fact that you're here today. Do the things you know that you need to do for yourself today, because tomorrows are never guaranteed for any of us. So
the only moment we have is now.
And with that being said, let's get started with a show that can help you make the right decisions while you're here today, and that is the Blueprint Power Hour. The first question comes from a longtime listener, Matt Beatty. Matt says, hey, Rob, a question for you on the next Blueprint Power Hour. Please talk about carb backloading and whether or not it would be appropriate for an ectomorph looking to add size. I recently tried a version of intermittent fasting but quickly realized it wasn't for me. I enjoyed the mental energy fasting brought and not having to constantly worry about eating while at work. However, I struggled to maintain weight. Then I heard about backloading. Basically, you eat high protein, low carb in the AM, and then after weight training, you eat up on the carbs, fat, and protein. Many thanks. What do you think about this carb backloading?
Well, Matt did a great job summarizing it. It's an interesting topic. I first want to clarify my position on the concept of carb backloading versus the book that's currently being sold out there, and I know that's come up in the past, right? We had a past episode
right,
where a listener asked about it. concept of carb backloading holds water with me, right? What they're proposing is simply keeping insulin low during the day by eating high protein, low carb, and then gorging on carbs, protein, and some fat post-workout. There's nothing new about this. There's nothing revolutionary about it.
But okay, wait, I got to ask you a question. So if you're having a training session in the midday, so you have that one meal where you have all these carbs, do you eat carbs the rest of the day until you sleep, or you go back to a high-fat, high-protein diet?
Now, the research is very clear. You know, there is about a two-hour window post-workout where your body, the muscles are like a sponge. The enzyme glycogen synthase, which is responsible for storing carbohydrates as glycogen, is jumping. And thereafter, there's a pretty profound drop-off in it. So the issue that I have with the book isn't so much with the science behind what they're saying, but the types of foods that they pitch during the backload, things like pizza, hamburgers, and French fries. You know, they're going to provide carbs, yes, but are those really the kind of carbs you want to put into your body?
No, they're not quality carbs, no.
They're not quality carbs. It's just too much of a sales pitch to me to people's lazy side. If you are interested in this, please do it the right way, right? With quality carbs from sources like yams, sweet potatoes, carrots, parsnips, and winter squash. You can indulge in a little bit of sugary stuff immediately post-workout, but you know, it just makes all the sense in the world to do it the healthier way, which is going to convey all the advantages of the junk carb backloading, yet it's going to ensure you remain healthy long term. Now, I'm sure some people, mostly the uninitiated, see fabulous results with junk food backloading. What I'm more concerned with is the damage that's going to be done down the road. It also opens up a dangerous psychological window, in my opinion, where you no longer see junk food as bad. And that can be a slippery slope. Justification starts to creep into other areas of your life. One other point. People caught up in these dietary concepts also tend to miss the forest for the trees, meaning you can carb backload all you'd like, but if your training doesn't create the demand for it, overload, physiological trigger for muscle growth, no new muscle will be built. I don't care how many carbs you backload or from what sources, you're likely just going to wind up a big bloated mess at that point. So let's talk about better solutions. As an ecto myself, I can relate to your experience, Matt. You know, I tried the Warrior diet back in 99. I lost a lot of muscle mass in the process. However, I ultimately devised ways to mitigate and ultimately reverse that via employing two unique strategies. So you want to consider running this protocol maybe for 2 weeks to assess how it works for you, and thereafter refine it until you realize all the upsides intermittent fasting offers, and there are many. Here's how to go about it. First, I would consider rotating 2 days of intermittent fasting, usually weekends, which are off days for most, with 5 days of traditional bodybuilding style eating or quote-unquote carb backloading. Second, while you are fasting on those weekends, try ingesting 5 grams of essential amino acids every 3 hours. Depending upon the results of your 2-week experiment, you'll want to consider refining that rotation according to your energy demands for the day, your strength gains, and what the tape measure is showing around your navel and your limbs. In practice, what I did was I quickly moved to a 3-day intermittent fasting, 3-day traditional bodybuilding style eating approach. And that taught me, right quick, the power of one type of diet potentiating the other. And from there, I honed it even further to match my diet to whatever I was doing for that particular day. So here's a practical example. This past Saturday, I spent raking leaves. Since I'm a bodyweight training fanatic right now, I use that as an opportunity to fry off some fat via fasting while dosing some GABA and essential amino acids at specific intervals, right, while I was working. When I was done, I devoured a large green salad, 16 ounces of steak, sweet potatoes, and enough pumpkin pie to astonish my family. So done in that fashion, you won't lose much, if any, muscle. Here's the bottom line. In time, Matt, I'm confident you're going to find a place for intermittent fasting in your arsenal, even as an ectomorph. It's a powerful tool to amplify the punch of refeeds, be they carb backloads or entire days devoted to eating up. If you keep that in mind when looking at intermittent fasting, I think you'll derive great benefit. It's a tool, but just one of many tools you should avail yourself to. I hope it helps, and I'd love to hear back on where you go from here.
That's really good advice. And, you know, it's funny because I've been pondering something. I've put on almost 10 pounds in the past few weeks. And I have to tell you, the only thing that I've changed, well, I am training a little less frequently, which I think the overtraining caused a slingshot effect for me. But I was doing intermittent fasting every day for months. I would wake up in the morning. I would not eat until after my show. I would train. Yeah. And you know what happened? I just started eating again like I normally do. I do my fasted cardio in the morning, and I have a meal immediately thereafter. Generally, I have a meal right before going to the gym, and then I have a meal right after the gym. And I went back to eating 5 and 6 times a day. And I'm going to tell you something. The muscle that I've gained is just it's so noticeable to me, to other people. I'm 232 pounds.
Yeah. The real message here is this. The danger is becoming married philosophically.
To one thing.
And,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then practicing it ad infinitum. You know, fortunately, Matt realized in short order that there were downsides to this. That doesn't, you know, mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. It has a lot of potential. It just needs to be tweaked a little bit for the ectomorph, and I'm hoping my suggestions help.
Yeah, I got a feeling it will. And you know what? And what you said is important. This is a very individual journey. You need to experiment with it and see what works specifically for you. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick it up with more of the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Mass Pro Synthogen gets continuous rave reviews from everybody that uses it, and those of us who are out of it miss the hell out of it, waiting for it to arrive, because it's in such great demand. Those of us who are friends of Rob get put on the back burner. Hey, that's backwards, Rob. That's not, if you come to my club, I don't say get in the back of the line. I open the court up and I let you and your date in, you know?
I'm pushing for it.
What
brother.
The hell? Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Like a penitentiary. She spreads her loving all over, and when she gets home, there's none left for me.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now, silence. silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. And the discussion about fasted training will continue in the second hour when we have a scientist on who's going to talk about the benefits. There's a lot more to this. Anyway, the next question comes from a guy whose name I'm happy to see on one of the questions. And that is Manuel Manny Gomez Jr., husband of Carly Gomez, who's been on the show before in one of the Muscle Saves Lives episodes. And Manny has a very, very important question, which leads us back to what we started talking about right before we went into the break. Are there any Black Friday specials on Mass Pro Synthogen in the works?
Yeah, it's a good question. To answer it, Manny, we do like to periodically run super specials for superhumans, as we did in September, given the Power Hour's explosive growth. It was a great time to pick it up, 15% off with free shipping. Math went even further than that, I think. They picked up 25% on the international. But doing that every month takes a bit of the super away from super specials. Having said that, there is a way to get a better than 10% discount on Synthogen right now, as in today. If you simply go to musclemass.com, on the bottom left-hand side of the page, click on the free sports supplements link. You're going to get an unadvertised instant $7 off of your order, and that's more than 10% off MPS, Mass Pro Synthogen, right there. It's good on the Twin Pack, too, which includes free U.S. shipping, and that discount and free shipping also applies to the military APO mailboxes, by the way, for our men and women in uniform.
So let's be clear about this. When they click that link, they actually have to sign up. They have to put their email address and first and last name, and that will be emailed to them, a coupon?
Yep, okay. A coupon. And, you know, the Mass is very good about not sharing anybody's information. The newsletter is not, you know, hey, you're going to get one a week or even one a month. They're a good quality company in terms of, you know, not overdoing that stuff. So one final note, PredatorNutrition.com in the UK is likely going to be doing another special in the near future for all of our friends across the pond once their stock arrives. But in the meantime, Manny, and anyone that is interested, you do take advantage of that 10% plus off deal at musclemass.com while it still lasts. It's a sweet deal, especially with the free U.S. shipping.
Yeah, that is a good deal. The next question comes from Danny G. Danny says, hey, Rob, some of my friends at work are into long-distance events like cycling and running, and my question has to do with post-workout nutrition. Have you ever heard of chocolate milk or beer as a recovery aid after a workout? These two clowns are claiming this is what the current literature is saying. I almost feel dumb asking you this question because it sounds so ridiculous, but I would like your thoughts on this. Thanks.
Yeah, well, Danny, there's a grain of truth in what your cardio coworkers are telling you, at least insofar as the chocolate milk aiding in recovery. There was a small study, 9 subjects, published, done circa 2006 in the International Journal of Sports Nutrition, showing chocolate milk outperformed a fluid replacement and carbohydrate replacement drink taken between 2 cycling sessions. Now, time to exhaustion, average heart rate, rates of perceived exertion, total work were compared between the groups, and all parameters were significantly greater for the chocolate milk group versus the other two drinks. Here's my take on it. The fact chocolate milk outperformed fluid and carb-only drinks doesn't surprise me. The reason has nothing to do with chocolate or even the type of carbs in the milk. The magic is in the protein and the amino acids, and to a lesser extent, their combination with carbohydrates. It's no surprise that carbs plus protein outperform, especially in endurance events like cycling. And that is a key point, because strength training is an entirely different ballgame, as by definition, it's anaerobic work, short duration, high intensity, versus the aerobic work these cyclists performed. It's not the best solution, but it's better than nothing. With respect to beer increasing performance, alcohol is only going to hinder your results. There are still tall tales floating around out there of macho guys who slug down beers post-workout. The problem is this. Alcohol dehydrates you. It will dehydrate you quickly, which we know zaps strength. Here's how bad it gets. There was a 2008 study that concluded that muscular power decreased by up to 19% at a dehydration level of just 3%.
Yeah, we did that. We did a show about it.
Yeah. So, you know, in practical terms, that brings a 300-pound bench down to 250. So, you know, people are always looking for ways to justify their likes and save a buck. Now, I'm all for pinching pennies, but not when it comes to my performance or my body. In the world of weights or cycling, you can certainly do better. And to that end, I'd recommend the following. 33 grams of carbolin, which it's under a buck a day, given 30 servings over at TrueNutrition.com retails for $25-some-odd.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto for 10 grams, which I would consider to be a serving, of Now Foods Amino 9 Essentials, essential amino acids. You're going to find it out there, 330 grams of the powder for $19. Now, chocolate milk is less expensive, but the high-end solution, in my opinion, is worth it. Here's why. In the case of the carb sources involved, it boils down to lactose in the milk versus carbolins, modified starches that are tailored to specific molecular weights. And if you think that's just marketing hype, think again, because if you have a glucometer, you can prove it to yourself. What you're going to find is that blood sugar levels peak at around the 45-minute mark, holding steady almost out to about 2 hours. Carbolin also results in a faster gastric emptying rate without the bloating or cramping that lactose is infamous for. And for what it's worth, carbolin is also absorbed about 20% faster than even glucose. And as in the lactose comparison, it's got a much longer tail on it for sustained energy. EAAs versus straight milk, no contest. The protein in milk is an intact or a whole protein, meaning it takes the body time to liberate the constituent amino acids from that protein string. Essential amino acids, on the other hand, exist in their free form and go immediately into circulation, repairing and rebuilding muscle tissue. Here's the bottom line. Weekend warriors usually don't appreciate the advantages of such high-end supplementation that I'm recommending. For them, chocolate milk is better. It's a better solution. I don't do better. I do best. Big fan of best. One training session or study doesn't make a winner. In most cases, decades, certainly years of hard training makes winners. And I bet every penny I have, you can train more frequently and productively on carbolin and EAAs, particularly over any given unit of time versus chocolate milk. But as always, I'll leave it up to you, given this is a personal price point versus results decision. Hope that helps.
Not to mention that chances are those friends of yours are drinking chocolate milk that they're buying at the grocery store, which has corn syrups, high fructose corn syrup.
It has a
variety of thickening agents. I mean, the amount of milk in there is minuscule. The types of sugars are not ideal. I mean, it'd be a different story if you were saying, look, I'm buying raw and pasteurized milk like Gironda used to drink, and I'm adding some raw cacao to it and stirring it in and drinking that. Then you'd may intrigue me. But the idea of getting a container of, you know, some off-the-shelf chocolate milk to drink, I mean, that's just crap. And most of it, and the sad part is there's so much corn syrup in there.
Yeah, there's, you know, like I said, to each his own, but, you know, the audience that we're speaking to here today, they're interested, and they'll pay for that extra 5%. Why? Because it means something to us.
Right.
It's worth it. You know, I understand not everyone is cut from the same cloth, so make the distinction and make your own personal decision based on whether the cost justifies the results.
Okay, next question comes from another big fan of the show, and I'm a big fan of some of his comments on Facebook. He's a very funny guy, Jason Leloux in Texas. Jason says, Rob, I'm working at the body weight squat from combat conditioning. Is it combat or convict conditioning? But I don't. What's that?
Go ahead.
But I don't have the Achilles tendon flexibility to stay flat-footed at the bottom. Any tips to speed flexibility? I notice when I wake up, my tendon is very stiff, and I have to. And I slept on my back from my toes being pointed all night. Sounds like he's got a little plantar fasciitis working on him.
Yeah, and it's a great question because I had the same problem, Jason. And I also have two suggestions here, and they work both. They both work like a charm for me. The first involves some dedicated stretching to increase your range of motion, and the second, ditching your training shoes, which may be robbing you of power during your squat. Let's talk a little bit about the stretch recommendation first. First, you want to sit barefoot with your legs extended and your knees straight. Second, you want to loop a towel or an elastic band, preferably a towel, around the leg that's going to be stretched. Position the towel so that it goes around your foot just under the toes. Hold each end of that towel in each hand with your hands positioned above your knees. Now, the towel is going to give you a more effective stretch. Pull back with the towel so that your foot stretches toward you and hold that position for 10 to 30 seconds. You want to repeat that 5 times per session, 2 sessions a day, with at least one of those coming before your body weight squats. Now, with respect to ditching your shoes, some interesting info I've come across in this area. It's a fact that in cultures around the world that get around barefoot, they suffer far fewer running injuries than Americans and other populations where high-tech running shoes are all the rage.
Yeah, but do they run? They run barefoot. You're saying, and you're comparing walking or running to running.
Any type of ambulating.
Okay.
You know, virtually any type.
Okay.
And the reason being is this: most sneakers or other shoes will delay the transition of power from the soles of your feet via inhibiting what's known as the extensor reflex. And this recruits the leg muscles in a very precise pattern according to the direction of pressure coming from contact with the ground. We're talking about proprioception. I won't get into that here, but it's the key point being is your feet contact with the ground allows for better sensing and a more powerful message. Now, this delayed messaging effect is probably best illustrated by a former KGB trick that was used to expose spies. Suspected spies claiming to be deaf were subjected to the following test. This is really interesting. What the Russians did was they would ask the suspect to read from a manuscript into a microphone. They then fed it back into his earphones, albeit with a slight delay. Now, that won't faze somebody who's really deaf, but it will cause total confusion for the faker, who usually stumbles badly and is quickly exposed. If you can't squat barefoot in your gym, I'd suggest Chuck Taylors, Five Fingers, or deadlift slippers. If you're looking to save a buck, a pair of aqua socks that you wear to the beach during the summer works just as well. I hope that helps, Jason.
Good answer. Really interesting information, too. We're going to take our quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. It's now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right. You get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And Superhuman Radio is a standing friendly workplace. I am standing now doing the show. Stand more often, live longer. How about that one? And we're going to be, there's another angle to this story that we're going to be exploring this week as well. We're going to take this even further, this notion about activity and longevity. But anyway, onward and upward. The next question comes from another longtime listener, fan of the show, Michelle Adams Hebert. And she says, "Hey, Rob, the Synthogen is working wonders in keeping the extreme soreness away. I have a quick question. Do you think lemon water would work in place of tart cherry juice? I'm almost out of tart cherry juice and was just wondering if that would work as well. Thanks."
Well, I'm glad to hear Synthogen is doing you right, Michelle. It's welcome news. And for all the ladies listening, Synthogen is non-hormonal. And it doesn't discriminate based upon gender. It does vastly accelerate your recovery from exercise in both men and women. But as to your question, lemon water is going to do a fine job of helping to alkalize your system, and I recommend sipping on it for that purpose. It does, however, lack the anti-inflammatory properties of tart cherry juice, so I'll offer another inexpensive, effective solution. There's another fast-acting herbal anti-inflammatory that is little discussed, and for once, it's not curcumin or ginger. The product I'm referring to is Now Foods Boswellan, and the best price I found on that was at smartpowders.com. You get 120 caps for just $10.99.
You know, and it's interesting, Boswellia hit the market through a variety of MLMs as a super sports supplement a few years ago, and then just disappeared because the MLMs failed. But Boswellia was worth the money and worth the investigation. But the problem is that nobody paid attention after these MLMs went away.
Yeah, it really, this is one that's under the radar, folks, and it's worth looking into. The reason I like this product so much is twofold. One, it's less than half the price of Now's curcumin, which, if you're going to do a comparison, right, they're both 120-cap bottles, but it's less than half the price. The curcumin retails at the same site for $24 and change. And two, the Boswellan is standardized to contain a minimum of 65% or 162 milligrams of boswellic acids per capsule, which is the active ingredient. It's found in the gum resins of the Boswellia serrata tree. And for what it's worth, the raw material supplier, Sabenza, that we've discussed on the show before.
Yeah, they're the most legitimate of any of these herbal extracts. They set the standardization scale for this stuff.
Yeah, they have done some incredible research on boswellic acids, and they are very insightful reads. I have, you know, because I run my own company and experimented with many compounds when I developed Synthogen, I had the opportunity to peruse those. They do their homework, really. Anyway, if it works for you as well as tart cherry juice and or curcumin, Michelle, congratulations, because it's a lot cheaper and a bottle will take you a lot farther. So I'm hoping that gives other people some ideas. If you can't get the tart cherry juice to use with Synthogen, definitely, you know, look into Boswellia. Great, great product, great herb.
Yeah, very good. Very good information. Okay. The next question comes from Frederick Boige. I always ask you, B-O-I-J-E. How do you pronounce his last name?
I like Boige, but, you know, we have a forgiving crowd here, so apologies.
Okay. And Frederick, next time you email Rob, please put the phonetic sounding of your name so we can get it right. I'm a real big stickler about getting people's names right. Anyway, he says, hey, Rob, I just wanted to file some reports on my first BP run. Starting weight 101 kilos, 222 pounds, after famine phase. Now 3 weeks into feast, 104 kilos, 228 to 229 pounds. Been doing some German loading patterns after the six workouts. Been around 450 kcals a day for the first week, and then brought it down to around 4,000 and holding it steady there. Since I have been training for about 15 years, I wasn't really sure on what to expect from Blueprint. I must say I'm very surprised at how well I responded to this. I think I will be able to maybe squeeze in one or two more pounds before I step into the cruise phase. Just wanted to say thank you for all your efforts in producing the Blueprint and what you do. You've really helped to get me to a new level. The most encouraging part for me is knowing that the Blueprint can be cycled over and over, and that Gainesville now can be my permanent residence. Thanks a lot, brother. Really nice. That's a nice email. Really nice.
It is. And you know, it's not atypical. I get them all the time. I included this piece of feedback on Blueprint for two reasons. Number one, as a tip of the hat to Frederick and his hard work. You know, training hard for 15 years, he was no newbie when he picked Blueprint up, and gains like this don't come easy. Yet, as powerful as the information is in Blueprint, it takes a leap of faith and a healthy dose of elbow grease to get it done. Now, fortunately, Frederick has what you can't buy in GNC or anywhere else for that matter. They call it guts. And secondly, as a reminder, the asking price for the beefed up Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, it's going to be going up significantly later this month. Blueprint's been out there now for almost 4 years with an outstanding track record. In fact, the biggest barrier I have to sale, convincing people is this. It sounds too good to be true. But as Frederick and thousands of others know, it is true. Virtually every review on the net will confirm to a person what I'm saying, all of them completely unsolicited. And while I'm proud of Synthogen's success and I am grateful for the support it's received, I always give it to people straight. The information in Blueprint, in whole or in part, will take you a lot farther and faster than any bottle of pills, including Synthogen. It's not going to be gone in 30 days. It's yours forever, as is the community you'll be joining. In some cases, it has been a life-changing read. So please do invest in yourself today and get Blueprint at a bargain basement price while you still can.
Well, wait a minute. And when you order the Blueprint now, you also get absolutely free it's a zip file sent to you. It's the MP3 and all the course notes in PDF. You get the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout, Super University seminar that is wildly successful and is selling for $20 on the website. You get it for free.
Forgot about that.
You get it for free.
Me. There's so much that comes with this. Please don't make the mistake of thinking this is just a book. It's actually a series of books, auto calculators, spreadsheets and tools, much of which does the work for you.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I always tell people, I give it to them straight. The power of information is much greater than anything you will ever find in a bottle, whether that's my book, whether that's Vince Gironda, Legend and Myth, whether that's Randy Roach's Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. I'm telling you, invest in yourself. It really is an investment and not an expenditure.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take an early break, and when we come back, we're going to do the Blueprint Tip of the Day, and I can tell you it's a really exciting one. I've been looking at it. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. To learn more about the Blueprint, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad and get absolutely free, a $20 value, the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a single session. That changed my arms forever, by the way. We talked about it. If you missed it, it was pretty cool. You get that for free when you order the Blueprint now. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad. Don't wait till it's too late. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
MassPro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. And this is the portion of the show where you get the Blueprint Tip of the Day.
Pat.
You know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I got one more quick question, if we have time. Just popped up on my Facebook page.
Go ahead, quickly.
Beng Hui, he says, "Hi, Rob, I just got my MassPro Synthogen yesterday, and I'm excited to try it out. One question, I have H-Force amino acid patches as well. I'm thinking of taking 7 cap Synthogen pre, 7 post, and then 15 minutes later stick on the amino acid patch. What do you think?" Simple answer here, a much better strategy is this. 7 caps of Synthogen pre and 7 post. And rather than overdoing it with, you know, another slap in the patch on 15 minutes later, I've advised this before. That patch is actually ideal, I think, to put on before sleep.
Yes.
It has a 7-hour release profile. And let's face it, you know, when we're sleeping, we know that is the time when the body repairs and recovers and rebuilds muscle tissue. So I think that'd be a much better option for you, Bang. I hope that helps.
Good idea. Now the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day. Where I get to drink my protein drink because Rob is going to recite this verbatim. Go into it,
okay.
Rob. What is it?
The tip of the day concerns a supplement called GPA. Is it a friend or foe? GPA, or guanidinopropionic acid, is an ingredient that debuted in the supplement world some time ago. It amidst a great deal of controversy. So in this installment, we're going to take a look at what it is, what it does, how to use it, and where things stand insofar as its potential addition to your supplement arsenal. Although it's not for everyone, and it is extremely difficult to find, many listeners are going to be glad they took a second look, particularly if you've been let down by creatine or you categorize yourself as a creatine, quote-unquote, non-responder. So let's take a closer look. GPA, what is it? There's good news and bad news. GPA is a creatine analog of sorts. Research has shown its potential insofar as improving insulin function, your muscle's ability to contract, increasing your body's creatine uptake, and, according to a 2003 study published in the Japanese Journal of Physiology, even makes your muscles appear, quote-unquote, more prominent. And that latter effect was observed even in untrained subjects. So that's the good news. The bad news is that in other studies, GPA has been used as a research chemical to cause creatine depletion in cells. For example, if you consider a 2001 study that was published in the journal Circulation, they used GPA, they fed it to laboratory animals. The researchers used a procedure called coronary ligation to block blood flow to the heart of the test animals. And under normal conditions, coronary ligation is fatal in 40 to 50% of the time. But in this study, it was fatal 100% of the time in the test animals that were getting the GPA. By depleting creatine, GPA prevented the heart from producing the emergency energy that's needed to survive. And there's also some evidence GPA can adversely affect homocysteine levels in the body. So it begs the question, is GPA friend or foe? The answer is, it depends. Given that conflicting research that I just cited, you may be wondering if GPA is a godsend or Satan's supplement of choice. However, it is here where our brilliant friend, Adel Moussa, a.k.a. Professor Andro, dug deep into that 2003 study that I just mentioned, and he found a most interesting tidbit there. Here, then, is his most insightful commentary from Supversity.com. In the course of 7 weeks on a GPA-enriched chow, the muscular creatine levels of Brault's laboratory animals dropped by 85%. Notwithstanding, the flip side of this apparently undesirable effect of GPA is increased insulin sensitivity and, more importantly, profoundly augmented creatine uptake. So it's ironic in that GPA induced this creatine depletion, okay, but it also increased creatine uptake in the subsequent supplementation phase, week 7 plus, by 24 to 33%.
Wow, so it sounds like you could use this actually to stage your creatine uptake.
Well, I think we'll get to the practical part in a bit.
Okay, okay.
But your thinking is spot on, you know, especially based on that study. Now, it's important to point out there were some conflicting observations insofar as creatine uptake in white and red muscle fibers. I'm not going to get into that here because it just makes things more confusing. What really matters is how does this work or does it in the real world? Which brings us to our subculture of lab rats, which I'm going to use yours truly as an example.
Okay.
Given I experimented extensively with various GPA and creatine combinations years ago, bear in mind what follows are my own personal results and opinion on how best to use them. Your mileage may vary. So here then are my thoughts. GPA absolutely must be consumed with creatine. You supplement without it is to risk creatine depletion cited in the above studies. And that, by the way, happened most prominently in the heart muscle. So take that for what it's worth. I use three different types of creatine with GPA. Creatine mono, dicreatine malate, and crealkaline. Dosing is the key. You never want to ingest more than 500 milligrams of GPA, I would say, once daily, making sure to consume it alongside at least 5 grams of creatine mono, 3 grams of dicreatine malate, or 500 to 1,000 milligrams of crealkaline. Of those various combinations, I found 500 milligrams of GPA along with 1,000 milligrams of crealkaline to be the most effective. Here's how I knew that. I ran blood work while using 3 grams a day of dicreatine malate plus the GPA. When the labs came back, they showed elevated creatinine levels, which is a creatine waste product. Now, although I can't definitively say that dicreatine malate was to blame, I can say that subsequent blood work while running crealkaline showed my creatinine levels back within the normal range. I also made sure, and I would encourage you to do the same, to take a gram or 1,000 milligrams of TMG or trimethylglycine with every dose to combat any potential rise in homocysteine. With respect to those labs again, I scored smack dab in the middle on homocysteine values with a 10.5 reading, given a normal range of 5 to 15. Now, I can't honestly tell you I had a baseline homocysteine reading, though. Given all the good that TMG does for the money, and its price point, it's a no-brainer, in my opinion, to include it. So let's talk about my results. I found this stuff made a rather profound difference versus any other creatine stack I've run thus far. In particular, my muscles were fuller, rounder, and I was stronger when supplementing over an 8-week period. Now, bear in mind, I'm a study of one. But for a guy who's been using creatine since it was introduced in 1993 by Ashdown Laboratories, that was even before EAS carried it, I found it fantastic. Which brings us to product recommendations. Now, I'm a big fan of one-stop shopping, as I'm sure a lot of my guys are and listeners. So you can get this all done, the trifecta, at truenutrition.com. And there, you will find Crealkaline, All-American EFX's Crealkaline powder, for just $11.47. While you're there, you're going to want to grab their in-house brand of TMG bulk powder, 100 grams, for just $6.89. Which brings us to the GPA. GPA, this is where things get a little tricky. Bulk GPA powder was once readily available, but for some mysterious reason, it has all but disappeared. Now, you can still find it at chemical supply houses like Sigma Aldrich. Five grams for $42.80, but you likely need a business entity of some sort to order. It may be worth a shot. However, I dig deep for the Power Hour listeners and found another gem at True Nutrition. That product goes by the name of Glycoject by Evogen, E-V-O-G-E-N. You get 37 servings for $40, or a little more than a buck a serving. The ingredients in this product are interesting because, look what it leads off with, right? 25 grams of carbolin, which I previously discussed,
right,
along with citrulline malate, GPA, sinulin, which is a cinnamon extract, and 4-hydroxyisoleucine, which are glucose disposal agents. To put this trio into practice, consider one serving of Glycoject, adding a gram of crealkaline and a gram of TMG, and I would consume that intra-workout. Mm. Now, why Evogen excluded creatine from this formula is beyond me. They apparently feel citrulline malate is superior to replenishing creatine ATP stores. But given the literature I cited about GPA consumed without creatine, I'd be hesitant to supplement without it. That's to say nothing of the potential homocysteine issues, and I don't see any TMG or other ingredients in GlycoJack that's going to act as a preventative in that respect.
Right.
So, final word. Plain old creatine works and works well for many people. However, there does exist a small number of non-responders in the population where even when consumed with all the bells and whistles that purport to improve creatine uptake and utilization, it just fails to deliver. In my opinion, GPA plus TMG and the creatine of your choice is the last stop for those wishing to get the most out of their creatine. It really seems to get the job done in those instances where everything else fails. I hope these tips help both insofar as improving your results and maintaining your health, and I would love to hear back from those that take the plunge.
Very good. Cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Interesting information, too.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's for some reason, it's, you know, it's one of those things that, like the Boswellia, it's fallen off the radar, and it worked like a charm. I wouldn't run it for more than 8 weeks. I would cycle it like I do all my other supplements, but very, very.
But you wouldn't stop taking your creatine when you cycle it, right? You've been taking creatine since forever, right?
You can take it long term. You know, those studies.
I took creatine for probably 6 years or 7 years, and then I just cycled off of it. I didn't even think about it. I ran out of creatine, and I just stopped taking it for a while. And I didn't take it for about a year, and I just started using it again, probably about 6 months ago.
Right.
But it's one of those things that I think has some real benefits as we age. Creatine.
Yeah, so many benefits documented now. If you get one message from this tip, guanidino propionic acid, it is this. Always, always make sure to take some form of creatine with GPA. I think it's a fantastic product, but the safety profile when consumed without creatine, you know, I'm gonna give it to people straight. It's not as safe as some other sports nutrition products on the market, but potentially very effective.
Okay, so there you have it, the blueprint tip of the day, the final piece of the Blueprint Power Hour. To learn more about the Blueprint and how you can get absolutely free when you order the Blueprint now, go to superhumanradio.com and get the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout Superhuman University course. A $20 value, you get it absolutely free when you buy the Blueprint. And then, of course, check out Mass Pro Synthogen. That's Rob's flagship and only supplement that it continues to get rave reviews from people all the time. All of these things can be found at superhumanradio.com. Rob, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Looking forward to the second half.
It's going to be a good discussion. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Nicholas Sylander, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, I'm going to find out in a second, about fasted training and its effect on muscle, oxidative stress, and mitochondrial biogenesis. There may be some added value to training fasted. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right, you get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. The continuation of the discussion about fasted training and its benefits. Going to take a slightly different turn today. And I can tell you something for sure. They get it in Sweden, because my next guest, Dr. Niklas Sylander, is with the Swedish School of Sport and Health Sciences. They put sport and health in the same department. They get it over there. They get it. Active people are healthy people. How you doing, Dr. Sylander?
I'm great, thank you, and I'm really glad to be on the show.
Yeah, this is going to be a good discussion. Okay, so my audience is very well versed on this subject. We've talked about this for years now, fasted training and some of the benefits. Your group did a study. Explain the design of the study. This was to elicit lower muscle glycogen levels, correct?
Yeah, that's right. But first, I would just like to point out that I'm not just only a scientist, but I'm also a certified strength and conditioning specialist. And to me, it's really important to integrate research and practical training. Just so you know, I have both backgrounds.
Yes, and we have a lot more respect for you because you actually get into the gym and lift weights, that means. So that's
right.
Good. I like that. Okay.
And my area of research is muscle metabolism, and in particular, mitochondrial biogenesis and muscle oxidative capacity. And just so you know, the aim of my research is to find the best training and diet strategy to promote muscle endurance and performance.
I love it.
That's the base that I'm working from.
Okay. And obviously, while many people may listen to your research and think it only benefits an athlete, the majority of the medical orthodoxy are starting to understand that muscle is metabolic currency, and aging or healthy aging depends on having lots of muscle in the bank or on your carcass as you age. So the linkage between these normally frivolous issues that only speak to athletic performance actually speak to health. Are you seeing that in Sweden now? The medical orthodoxy is going, look, you know what? We can no longer ignore lean body mass and its importance in staving off age-related disease.
Sure. We see that a lot. I mean, the muscle mass is a really important organ, if you say like that. So, I mean, you really need to take care of that.
Yes. Okay. All right, so explain the study that you did. Give us the design of the study.
Sure. I mean, in this latest study that we just published, we investigated the effect of low muscle glycogen on genes that regulate muscle oxidative capacity. And what we found was that when a standardized training session is undertaken with very low muscle glycogen, you might always say that we depleted these guys. This will promote muscle training adaptation to a much greater extent than when the training is undertaken with normal glycogen levels.
Okay, so now for the newly initiated on this show, when we talk about muscle glycogen, we're talking about the form of muscle sugar that's used for fuel. It's the way the muscles fuel themselves. So this is actually kind of counterintuitive, because you would expect a muscle that is not fueled well would not perform well. But it appears that because it's in that fasted state or that low glycogen state, the muscle has to upregulate, perhaps, for future bouts of exercise. You think that this is basically super effective supercompensation?
Sure, it is. I mean, it's like everything else. I mean, if you want to perform well in the last 30 minutes on a marathon, you need to be able to burn fat, because you don't have any carbs. And so you need to upregulate this system. And by increasing your muscle oxidative capacity, you will burn much more fat, and you will have a much more efficient aerobic metabolism.
Okay.
So this is what happens. The genes that regulate this will be boosted by this type of training. It's not that strange. I mean, you should train what you want to compete in.
Okay, so you had a low glycogen group and a normal glycogen group. Can you give us the levels of glycogen? These were done by muscle biopsies pre and post,
yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, this is the same group. That's also very important, because if you compare two groups, it's much more difficult.
Too many variables,
you're
right.
So these were the same guys that came into the lab two different occasions, separated by approximately 1 week. On one occasion, they came in the evening or afternoon, and we did a depletion session for approximately 2.5 hours to completely deplete them on glycogen. And we succeed with this because they were down really, really low. They were down on around 100 to 150 moles per kilogram dry weight muscle.
Okay.
And that's really low. Normally we are around 500 or something like that.
But
like 75% of the glycogen.
Is that a result of their normal training, that they came in that low already, or were they preparing?
No. We depleted them with this first session in the evening.
So just 2.5 hours you were able to get them into this low glycogen state. What did they do for 2.5 hours to get themselves into that state?
They first started with 45 minutes at approximately, I think, was 70% of your 2 max. So that was not hard for these guys, because they were well-trained cyclists. But then we put in some intervals, and they did, I think it was 6 or 8 of them, and at 90% of your 2 max. And then they went on for another 45 minutes at 75% of your 2 max.
Wow.
So in total, it was a combination of medium intensity training and high intensity training with the intervals.
Okay.
So this combination is optimal to reduce glycogen.
Okay.
So that's what we did first to make sure that they were really low.
Okay. And so you did the biopsies after that. Did they then undergo the any other testing at that point in time, or were they sent home after that?
No. They were sent home. We took biopsy before this, so that was the first biopsy.
Right.
And then after this depletion session, they were giving a strict diet without carbs.
Oh.
With protein and fat. So they had this meal in the evening, protein and fat. It was egg and bacon, stuff like that. And then in the morning they had same meal again for breakfast. And then they come back to the lab approximately one to two hour after that meal, and they did this test session. So now we knew that we also took a biopsy at this time point, and then we could see that they were really low in glycogen.
Right.
And then they started this training session for approximately 60 minutes. That was, I would say, low intensity, because they can't perform high intensity at this with this low glycogen levels.
Right.
That was approximately 65% of your 2 max. They trained for 1 hour, and after that, or 3 hours after that, we took the final biopsy. So we wanted to see what happens when you go into the exercise already with low glycogen levels.
Okay. Now, did you also test for expired air in their breathing? Did you test to see if they were actually in ketosis, if they were still burning?
Sure, yeah, we did. They were.
And they were in ketosis at this point in time?
Yeah.
This is marvelous. Sure. You just gave everybody the
recipe.
Yeah,
we also measured fat and glucose in the blood and insulin, and they were all boosted a lot here.
You know, what you've just given, for those of you who didn't catch it, why I asked these questions is Dr. Seilinger just gave us the recipe to get into a low glycogen state for those of you who want to experiment with this on your own. So this is wonderful, wonderful stuff. We have to take a break. Before we come back and continue to discuss the study, whenever we hit a subject, I would appreciate it if you could convey to us some of the meaning that this could play a role in those of us who do a lot more resistance training, because obviously that's a form of intermittent training in a sense, but it's anaerobic. If any of this plays into that, because I'd like to know more about that. We're talking with Dr. Nicholas Seilinger, and we're going to be talking more about fasted state or low glycogen training and its effect on oxidative stress and mitochondrial biogenesis in the muscle. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. Today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming running headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The most popular H-Force patch just got better. The Power Patch is the only transdermal patch with 25 milligrams of real growth hormone. Is now the Power Patch Extreme. Now, when you buy your month's supply of the Power Patch, you'll receive double the patches. That's right, you get 100% more patches. Existing Power Patch user can upgrade to Power Patch Extreme as well. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Power Patch Extreme banner ad today. And don't wait too long. This is a limited time offer and will end soon.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Nicholas Sylander from the Swedish School of Sports and Health Sciences about their recent research looking at training while fasted or for appropriate terms, lower glycogen, muscle glycogen levels versus normal glycogen levels and its effect on oxidative stress and mitochondrial biogenesis. Now, Dr. Sylander, did you do the normal glycogen group first, then wash them out and then do the low glycogen, or how did you arrange that?
Well, that's a crossover design, so the same. I mean, one guy might start actually with the low.
Okay.
We didn't consume any carbohydrates and then do the opposite. So you can't say that you start with one, because the same person, you know, he does the same or both sessions. So you have, I mean, I just told you about if you would start, for example, with the depletion session and then just consume egg and bacon, you won't have fill up your glycogen levels in the muscle in the morning. So then you will do the next session depleted.
Right.
But at the other occasion, this guy would then consume a lot of carbohydrates between these two sessions.
Ah, okay.
So in the morning, he will be almost back at normal levels.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's enough time in between this 14 hours, so we really, you know, put in a lot of carbs to these guys.
And the range is pretty dramatic. Like you said, it's 160 somewhat millimoles per kilogram versus 480 millimoles per kilogram.
Yeah, and we had some guys down below 100, so it was real low.
Okay, so what did you find when they performed their working session and then had the muscle biopsies performed? Did you see the changes in mitochondrial biogenesis that quickly, or is this something that occurred over time and multiple sessions?
You know, actually, we're just looking at one acute session here. So this is not a long-term study. So we're looking at this gene called PGC1-alpha, which is the master regulator of mitochondrial biogenesis. And we could see that it was much more boosted when you were training in a low state.
Okay.
So it was a quite dramatic effect, difference here.
And that increase in PGC1-alpha,
mm-hmm.
is that what directly affects, is that the mechanism of action on mitochondrial biogenesis?
Yeah, I would say that's the most important pathway.
Wow.
There are others as well, but this is the master regulator of this pathway.
So this one single session had this profound effect then. This is amazing to me.
Yeah, well, actually, that's the way it works if you look at the genes. And, I mean, they are active. That's the first line that's activated. And after that, you will have increased proteins, and in the end, you will have increased mitochondria.
Wow. Okay, so now the group that was well-fed and had adequate levels of muscle glycogen, did they experience any benefits over the group that was fasted in muscle glycogen?
Sure, they really enjoyed the second session because it was a piece of cake for them. I mean, this is the same guys doing it. So I mean, at one occasion they were really, really tired, and some guys didn't even manage the last minutes of the 60-minute session. But at the other occasion, when they had a lot of carbs, there was absolutely no problem for them. So, of course, this is really demanding type of training, so you need to be prepared for that.
What about oxidative stress of the muscle? What did you see in the two different states as far as the actual oxidative process of muscle?
Yeah, well, our hypothesis was that this will induce increased oxidative stress, but we couldn't find that, actually.
Interesting.
So, of course, we looked at the biopsy 3 hours after the exercise, so it could be something during exercise. But it doesn't seem as this triggers the ROS formation here.
Now, was there a response in glutathione production in response to the lower glycogen, muscle glycogen levels that could have mitigated some of the oxidative stress?
Sure. Yeah, that's a theory that we have, that you will have this, oxidative defense in the muscle. So it would react, and 3 hours after exercise, you will actually see that the stress has gone back because of this defense system.
Okay. Is there any chance that our preferential fuel source, glycogen, actually produces more metabolic waste than burning fats and ketones, and as a result of that, there was a lower oxidative stress response?
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. We have thought about it. We don't have any proof, though, but that's a theory. It is.
Yeah, I mean, because I get the feeling that it requires a lot more oxygen to utilize glycogen than it does ketones. But maybe I'm wrong. I feel like I've read that before. But that would make sense. Then there would be less of a response to oxidative stress. Now, you notice you mentioned cytochrome C oxidase subunit. Is this part of the cytochrome P450 cascade of magical enzymes in our body?
Yeah.
Okay. So does that does the training fasted have any potential downstream effects on the rest of the P? I know that the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade, they depend on each other. The one before can enhance or reduce the production of the one after. Training fasted, is there any presumed benefits in enzymatic cascades that would be meaningful?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that question because I don't know that. Actually, that's not my area of expertise. Actually,
okay.
This is the other guy on this paper, Per Frank. That's his specialty. So
okay.
I have to ask him about that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I was just curious. So,
yeah.
Okay. So when one would assume that if someone were to get themselves into a low glycogen state and then do some moderate training in that state for a period of time, maybe an hour or two, that this upregulation in mitochondrial biogenesis would then yield the ability for muscle fibers to produce greater contractile force once the person is back in a fed state. Is that the assumption here?
No, I don't think you can see it that way. You should see, like, with more mitochondria, you will have a much more efficient oxidation.
Okay.
Of fats or carbs, so you will have less production of lactate during during training.
Yes.
At a percentage of your VO2 max, you will actually increase your lactate threshold here, And that's really important if you want to be a successful athlete in endurance sports.
How does that now? Okay, so that plays into the whole resistance training side. Anaerobic training pushes the lactate threshold down very far, and that's why products like creatine and beta alanine are so popular, even amongst strength trainers, because you develop lactate so much faster and so much sooner. So could this type of modality of training, depleting and training depleted, benefit the strength athlete?
No, I don't think so, because this is the slow fibers mainly that you will affect with this type of training. Because you won't activate the fast fibers very much during this type of session. It's low intensity. It's really hard exercise because it's really demanding, but you might put in some fast fibers here, but not a lot, I would say.
Right, right.
But when you do your strength training, that's mainly what you will activate, the fast fibers. Mm-hmm. So this is really important if you want to be successful in long distance races like the marathon or triathlon or something like that. But I can't really see that this would benefit hypertrophy or something like that, because I mean you're in a catabolic state here, so you will actually lose some muscle mass if you're not careful.
Well, we've actually done shows on that. There is a greater efficiency in the recirculation and recycling of amino acid pools when doing resistance training fasted. The notion that you become hypercatabolic and you actually lose muscle has been shown not to be true in several labs, including Dr. Stu Phillips' lab up in Canada. Mm-hmm. So there is some efficiency. Again, no doubt a form of supercompensation. You know, the body is very intelligent. You give it some difficult task and you find that it has a mechanism for coping with that task. And so there is a large body of people now, including myself, who have experimented with doing resistance training fasted. But you can't train for hours. You can train for up to an hour fasted, depending on these recycling of amino acid pools. What happens is the muscles become more sensitive to insulin post-workout, and a greater degree of macronutrients are partitioned into the muscle immediately after the workout, the post-workout meal. And so there is some benefits to resistance training in a fasted state. We're seeing more and more of this now, and a lot of good labs are now looking at it with some credibility and saying, wait a minute, something, and very similar to what you discovered. You know, it becomes counterintuitive. You go, no, if you train resistance training fasted, you're just going to tear down more muscle than you can repair, and the net result is going to be you're going to lose strength. And we're finding out that that's not the case. And when they look deeper with muscle biopsies, they find out that the body becomes very efficient in recycling amino acid pools and keeps the muscles at a net zero, no loss, no gain, just stay there. But what happens after the session, with the post-workout meal, seems to be where the magic occurs. The body supercompensates and goes, oh, man, I hope that doesn't happen again soon. We better do something about that. And so there's a lot of good research out there. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Dr. Niklas Silander from the Swedish School of Sports and Health Sciences. They looked at exercising with low muscle glycogen and what that does for the muscle. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the super Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gage has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. Or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Dr. Sylander, how can an endurance athlete perhaps use this discovery to enhance their own performance, or can they?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because you need to be careful with this type of training. If you don't know your physiology, you can do stuff that really, really will destroy your training, actually, or your progression here. I would say, first of all, it should be part of a long-term periodized training strategy here. So you won't just, you know, replace all your sessions with this low glycogen training, because then you will miss out a lot of high intensity training and that stuff. And that type of training is aimed at the heart and the blood system. You will need both parts. You will need strong heart, and you will need
high volume
muscle.
Right.
So I mean, if you would replace maybe 1 or 2 sessions a week here to start with, depending on how trained you are. If you're really well trained, you could probably do 2 of these sessions per week. If you're not, you should maybe do just 1. And I would advise that you will use this type that I have just talked about. You do evening session, maybe high intensity with a lot of intervals, so you will get that training, and then you will be fully loaded with carbs when you do that training. Otherwise, you can't sustain high intensity.
Right.
So, but then after that training, you will be more or less depleted, and then in the morning, after consuming no carbs during the evening and night and morning, you will then do your morning session, like I told you. Another way is to do a morning session and an evening session, and so you don't and have a lunch without the carbs.
Uh-huh, right.
And but as you were talking about with the protein, I think it's really important that you will will take some amino acids or whey protein immediately after these type of sessions, or maybe also before you start them.
Yeah, so you're not opposed to that? The only concern with whey protein is there is some evidence that whey protein, when it hits the stomach, it converts to, it actually can spike blood sugar levels because of its rapid conversion through gluconeogenesis.
Yeah. I would recommend amino acids. Actually.
Yeah, amino acids, or if you're going to use a protein powder, I would use something slow like casein, you know, maybe some cottage cheese or something like that.
Yeah, especially if you're going to do it before the exercise.
Yeah. But, you know, but fasted is a great way to do it. I mean, most of us can get through a fasted session. You just get your mind off of it. You know you're going to eat afterwards, and that's it. But, so what surprised you the most about this study? When you went into it, you probably had some preconceived ideas of how this was going to play out. What was there anything that struck you as, wow, I didn't bet on that?
Yeah, it did, actually, because if you look at the intensity these guys are working at, it's 64-65% of the VO2 max. For these guys, they have an aerobic threshold that may be up to 85-90% of the VO2 max, so they can last at that intensity for maybe hours.
Wow.
And now they're just down on 65%, so it's a piece of cake during normal conditions. But still, you will get this incredible boost of this signaling pathway here.
Interesting.
So that really struck me like I wasn't really expecting this.
Yeah, that would surprise most of us, I would imagine. What's the research in the future look like as a result of what you've done here?
Of course, it would be nice to study long-term study here.
Right.
To do this in the long run and then look at the actual performance, of course.
You know, it would also be nice to see not just the rate of biogenesis, but the size of mitochondria, because there's a lot of evidence that intense training. Now, don't forget, intense training could be this, being completely depleted and pushing yourself to a low level of VO2 max. That's intensity right there. But there is evidence that intense training also increases mitochondrial size.
My last study we was complete opposite. The study before this one, then we looked at also cyclists, but they did these 30-second sprints instead. Okay. Like Wingate type of sprints,
right?
Seven of them compared to more normal exercise. And we got the same response with that training. But you have to remember, this is two different parts of the muscle working, or different fibers. With the 30-second sprints, they were actually activating the fastest fibers they have. And so we got some mitochondrial growth in these fibers. But now when we're looking at the low glycogen exercise, this is probably in the slow fibers. We haven't studied that here in detail, but I would guess.
That's interesting. So we do see this crossover effect in the fast twitch muscle fibers when they are exposed to intensity. Even without glycogen levels being considered.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to do this 30-second sprint, seven of them, you need to be loaded or have normal glycogen levels. Otherwise, you would maybe last one or two of them.
Right.
So you need that to be able to activate these fast fibers. You need to be fully loaded with the glycogen. So if you're looking at your training strategy, you need to do both. You need to do the 30-second sprints, and you need to do the long, slow distance here with depleted glycogen. So you can't miss out on anything.
Is your group, or has your group, or any of your colleagues ever looked at the heart and mitochondrial biogenesis and function in the heart as a result of different modalities of training or even substrate utilizations?
No, we haven't. I just focus on the muscle. We have another group actually working more with the heart, but they don't do the you know, on the molecule level. They're looking more like VO2 max changes and stuff like that.
Okay. I was just curious. It'd be interesting to see, you know, there's a lot of value to moderate cardiovascular training and its ability to build volumetric capabilities of the heart. You know, when we talk about the heart, we talk about both concentric and eccentric hypertrophy, and they both have to occur in a healthy heart. Otherwise, a physiological change can become a pathological change. And I was just wondering if there's any research. If you have a colleague that's that is looking at the heart in that way. I'd love for you to email us and let us know who that is, because I'd really like to start talking about the heart as well as, you know, a very critical component in this whole discussion. We kind of take it for granted that the heart's doing all this work, and we're looking at quad muscles and, you know, and bicep muscles, and the heart plays a large role in it as well. So
yeah, and if you do this type of training, the low glycogen training, 65% of your 2 max, you won't stress the heart that much. So actually, you will not have a nice progression of your heart and VO2 max if you do this type of training too much. Mm-hmm. So you need your high intensity training for the heart. So I mean, you have to kind of separate, you know, the heart and the muscle, I think.
But you know that an idea just dawned on me. You have people out there who have cardiac insufficiencies, elderly people, and they also have skeletal muscle insufficiencies that are causing them not to be ambulatory any longer. And as a result of that, trying to get them to exercise and build strength and endurance is quite difficult because they don't have the heart capacity to do it. It sounds like if you get them into a moderately to a low glycogen level and have them do simple things like walking, that the effects of the benefits may be amplified. Do you think that there's any possibility of that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's really good to have a lot of mitochondria when you grow old. Because, I mean, this will give you a nice metabolic, status of the muscle.
Right, right. Yeah, that sounds like, you know, and moderating glycogen levels seems something that most people can do. Most people do it now, especially when they go on these high-protein, high-fat diets. A couple days into it, they notice that they feel foggy in the brain, they don't have the energy they normally have. Well, you're switching into ketosis. That's what's going on. Your body is not accustomed to this, and that's a great time maybe to take an extra walk every day for an hour or something like that. It may have
a
benefit.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. This is exciting work that you're doing, and it continues to elucidate the importance of the fed state or unfed state and its role on the body's ability to supercompensate and build a stronger body. Really good stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
So there you have it. Good information about, more information about fasted training. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will wrap up the show. Stay tuned. I've got something to tell you. We'll be right back.
Love you quite as often as I could. Maybe I'm treating you quite as good as I should have.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine,
creatine, BCAAs, huge impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advanced or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gage has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, I said it during the beginning of the show. I'm going to say it again. The 8th Annual Podcast Awards are here, and we have been nominated as one of the top 10 shows in the health and fitness category. You can vote every day. I'm asking you to do this, not just for me, not just for you, not just for the show, but for the people who will stumble upon the show once we are elevated into a higher level of popularity amongst the podcast community. And we have a mission. We have a message. We need to spread it. The only way we can do that successfully is to get more ears on the show. So go to podcastawards.com every day till the 15th. I'm asking you. I know it's a lot to ask. I know we're all so busy and everybody's got a million things to do. I know. It's hard for me. I forget. I almost forgot to vote yesterday. But then I did. And I voted first thing this morning right after I went and voted for the presidency. But in the meantime, I'm asking you to vote every day from now till the 15th. Ask your friends to vote. Help the show. Make the show more popular. And we will be rewarded because we will have a lot more things go our way when our audience grows to the size that it should be. And maybe we can speed up that process. Podcastawards.com. Look for Superhuman Radio under the health and fitness category. Click us and submit it. And you will get an email. The email will cause you to click a link to get verify that you're a real person. I like that about this. So people can't just load it up. It'll be fair. Please do it for the show. Please do it for us. Please do it for the community. And more importantly, do it for the people who haven't found us yet. Okay, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow with another great show.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.